we go a little bit deeper into this word naira, so the yisod of the avoda says that a person should think, yes, you Hashem are awesome, and if only everyone else could feel that and realize that. We want that all of humanity should be in awe of Hashem. But the Pritzadik learns that when Yaakov Avinu goes to Har Abayis, he sleeps there, he has the dream. The ladder wakes up and says, wow, man naira hamakom hazeh, how awesome is this place. He connects it to the pasuk of Ha'elikim Haroya, I see. That I didn't do anything, but Hashem showed me how awesome this is and imbued within me a fear of Him without me doing anything. And therefore, says the Pritzadik, that the mid of Yaakov Avinu is Naira, this awe, this Yira, this fear that comes from Hashem. Something that we don't generate ourselves, that even if we try and imbue ourselves with the sense of Yirat Shamayim, by thinking about Hashem, being conscious of Him, being aware that He's watching us, you know, that's something that can be transient, because our Yetzara can come and push that away. And the Yetzara is always trying to get us and to get us to lose our consciousness and awareness of Hashem. But the middah of Yaakov Avinu is this Naira, this awe of Hashem, comes from Hashem towards us, not us towards Hashem. And that's something that lasts forever. Because Yaakov calls it a bias. Ein zekim, beis elikim. A bias is something which lasts. Manera hamakam azekim zem, beis elikim. Something permanent. So when we think about Hanaira, we're thinking about Hashem's ability to instill His fear, His awe in humanity. From Him to us. And we realize that's a possibility. So definitely that should happen. Obviously, people have free will and they can choose to ignore it. But if people can grab the opportunities, then they'll take the Avodas Hashem to the next level. In fact, the Ma'ariv Nayim in Parashat Shmini says whenever we're feeling afraid, it's really Hashem giving us a wake-up call to channel that message, that feeling of fear into our awareness of Him and a Yirat Shamayim. It's a chazal. It's a Hadikim Asashiyu Mufanov. That all things that scary things that happen, like thunder or whatever, is there to straighten ourselves out, to bring us to Yirat Shamayim. To be able to channel it. This is what the Baal Shem Tov says. Whenever something scary happens, we're meant to channel it, to remember Hashem, to think about Hashem, to develop a sense of Yirat Shamayim. And that really is Ashrei Adam Mefachid Tamid. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. Praiseworthy is a person that's always afraid. For all the fears that we have, we should channel them. Channel the fear. And we'll be okay. So yes, Hashem gives us the opportunities to fear Him. We need to grab opportunities. To channel the fear that we feel, to take Him seriously and be real with Him. That's Hanairah.